the Damo has a weight bane on the practice court so far.
Yeah, good. It's been pretty tapered back. We'll pick it up today with a pretty intense session, and we started the scout on Illawarra, and the guys are jumping out of their skin to get out there on Friday night, but obviously we've got to take care of business on the training court beforehand.
What's the main sort of areas of focus against the Hawks in terms of limiting that offensive potency?
Yeah, everybody talks about the big three in Ogilvie, Lish and Penny, but if you forget about the other guys, they're capable of hurting you as well. So they've got some great role players, and if we focus too much on those other three, then we could lose the game because of these other guys that come off the bench and are still great scorers and great shooters.
You're obviously pretty tight with Bevo. Have you guys been in touch at all since they were locked in as your opponent, or no?
Yeah, he sent a few text messages, and I just keep telling him I'm working on a few special plays to post me up. But he likes the old mind games, and we're having a bit of fun with the banter beforehand. But once the tip-off's there, once we step over that court, it'll be business as usual with two competitive guys trying to beat each other.
Is it fitting to you that your 200th comes against Bevo?
Yeah, I was completely unaware that it was my 200th until this week, so it's nice that it's just combined with such an important game. So if we can go ahead and win this game on Friday, it goes a long way to winning the series and be a hell of a way to, you know, to celebrate that 200th in the Wildcats jersey.
How did Nate pull up after yesterday with his back?
He's good, and obviously he's a vital part of the success we may go on to have. So, you know, he's got a tough job ahead of him in guarding AJ, who's possibly been the best big man this season. And hopefully his back can hold up to the job because he's a special talent.
And Matty's shoulder?
Yeah, Matt is one of the toughest guys I've ever played alongside, and he's been battling that shoulder all season. That's something he'll take care of in the off-season, but in the meantime, he'll tape it up and play through a bit of pain, but that's something that Matt has done most of his career, and he's as tough as they come.
Does he just sort of pop in and out? Is that
the problem? Yeah, essentially. It just pops in and out, and when it initially pops out, there's obviously that initial pain, and that's something he's had to deal with, and hopefully we can get it fixed so that's not an ongoing problem for the remainder of his career. But yeah, I think most players would have been rested and taken the option of surgery. Matty just tells him to tape it up and he'll go again.
Home court advantage, how important is Friday night?
Oh, it's massive. You know, obviously, the goal at the start of the year was to be top two so that you can lock in home court advantage for the semi-finals. We've done that now, and hopefully we'll take advantage of it. So hopefully we get a huge turnout on Friday night. They get right behind us and we can seal up game one, but it's going to take a special input from the crowd and the guys on the court.
And what kind of approach do you take to the other series? Do you watch it Thursday night, or do you have to worry about it?
We'll watch it just because we enjoy the game, but the further thing from our mind is who we're going to play in the grand final, because obviously if you start thinking that way, you'll be out in a week's time. So all the focus is on Illawarra, but I will be watching the game just because I love the sport.
And casting your mind back over sort of 200 games, what are some of the memories that stand out?
Yeah. The championship, certainly the years we got to win it, and there's some special occasions within each year. You know, this year watching Jermaine Beal go for 40 points or something, I'll never forget. But yeah, holding that trophy up at the end of the season, those two times being able to deal with the Wildcats has just been fantastic. And there'll be stories I share when I'm a granddad and telling my grandchildren how good of a shooter I was and lying about everything I did in my career.
And looking back, your first cup obviously folding, it was probably devastating at the time, but was it a bit of a turning point for you?
Yeah, I've always said it was the silver lining of us folding there was I got to come out west with Bevo, and he brought Matty Knight along as well. And it's been the best thing that's happened to my career and personal life. So, I'm kind of grateful that our owner wasn't the greatest guy back in Sydney, because I've ended up here in Perth with two championships and love it out here.
Damo, who you got winning Defensive Player of the Year tonight?
To be honest, I actually thought AJ Ogilvie might have got it, but he wasn't nominated by Illawarra. So, you know, Kev Lish is certainly there. Mickey Bacone has been a defensive juggernaut his whole career. I think one of those two guys will take it out.
You any chance?
No, I think I might have missed a few too many games, but in saying that, if I'd won it, I think that would have made me come over, so I'm pretty sure it's not me, and I'll congratulate whoever does get it.